Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
People
I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins, I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Something magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. Disoriented, I can't tell my up from down. All I know is that I wanna lay you down. Every time I let you in, abracadabra magic happens as we swim. Higher and higher, finally we reach heaven. Come back to earth. Up against my brown skin, need some every now and then. Skin so brown, lips so round, baby, how can I be down? Beautiful mahogany, you make me feel like a queen.
You make me.
What's that thing you do that makes me wanna get next to you, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 oh,
yeah.
Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, yours truly, Vance Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined with my brother, that dude, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, my brother?
You give me way too much credit, man. I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods, and I'm the one that's blessed because I get to sit next to you and watch the magic happen. What's happening, man, Meadows?
Oh, man. Listen. I appreciate that, but, brother. We missed a show last week. And I have been itching. I have been scratching like I'm a junkie trying to figure out, man, how much longer it's going to be before I get back to my show, man, with my brother, man. I'm sitting over here, you know, I was in a bad way. But I'm so glad, my brother, that you are better. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that you, man, it's so good to hear your voice, bro. So good to have you back on the air, man.
It is good to be heard. It is wonderful to be in the co-pilot seat once again, like the New Edition song, Home Again.
Oh, man.
So
I'm really good.
Really good. Rakim said it's been a long time, and it truly has. And listen, I just want to stick around long enough to see what kind of new heights of magistry that we can come up with to this week to make some people move in a different direction like poetry is supposed to do. So I'm amped, I'm hyped, man. Listen, thank everybody for the prayers and the phone calls. Let me tell you, getting a summer cold is horrible. You know, and when I went to the doctor, all she said was, "You have a very bad summer cold, and you just gotta let this thing run its course." I'm like, "That's your bedside manner? That's what you have to say?" So it's all good. I'm 95% better, and I just want to
hear that. 95%. That's what I love, man. I love it, man. I love it. Before we get to
95%, you're not gonna be able to get down.
Oh yeah. Counting on it. Before we get too deep, let us first give everybody the dial-in number, which is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you desire to get on the mic tonight, go ahead and press 1. If you're listening online, call in. We're here for you. And tonight's show was sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Heck, I got mine. He didn't get theirs. I'm just saying.
Let's give a – I'm definitely just saying, bro. Man, without question. I mean, I got several Raw Links. Been wearing them faithfully. But you definitely got to get yours. And as a matter of fact, let's give a shout-out to not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but also the CEO of Raw Links. Finest jewels and gems handcrafted that you can ever get. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, we salute you, sir. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the Raw Links that you humbly and diligently prepare for us to wear abroad. Man.
That part.
Man. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, listen. You think they ready to go where we going tonight?
Tonight is pretty heavy, man. Tonight is pretty heavy. I hope they are. And if they know what I know, and even if they don't know what I know, I hope they know what they know about themselves, because tonight's topic is pretty deep. We've been pondering it back and forth, and we chose August to bring it. So, yeah, man. But let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, bro.
Have you ever had writer's block as a poet?
No, sir.
Have you ever had a subject that was a little challenging to write to?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you ever had a subject that you're like, wow, this is going to take me a minute because I honestly don't have anything for this right now?
Yes.
And not to say if you didn't have anything, you came up with it. Okay. That's this week, man.
Yeah. That is definitely this week. You are absolutely correct. That is definitely this week.
I've been there, which is why I posed the question to you. And I'm sure our listening audience has been there. Somebody listening to this has been there. And I just wanted to hear what their perspective was on the subject. Because all writers at one point in time have had something that says, this is going to take a minute. Or someone stumps you or stumps your pen and says, wow, I might not have anything for that. But in true poetic fashion, you ponder and you think and you ponder and you're like, this is what's going to write. And when you and the pen start to make love to that paper, the pen looks at you and like says, you know what, move, I got this. And just takes over.
Yeah.
Just and takes over. One of the passes.
Yes, sir.
So that's where this is this week, man. That's where this is.
Well, J-Rob, you're leaving a lot of breadcrumbs for them. Let's go ahead and invite them to the meal. Let them know what we're talking about.
Give it to them. This week, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that Van and I want to know from you is the writing part, is writing the easy part, or is the poem the hard part?
Mm.
Let me give that to you again. Is writing the easy part, or is the poem the hard part?
Yes.
You know, we've been a couple of different places with this. I know I've been stumped a couple of times, and I had to go into other places to get some inspiration to come up with something. And sometimes, you know me, I tell stories. And when I'm telling stories, I want to connect to the subject as much as possible.
Yeah.
So that's what I tried to do this week. And this is what I'm hoping our poets are doing. And even if you're not, I just want to hear some poetry. Come on, y'all. I've been away for a week and a half, so give me something. Give me something. Give me something.
There you go. There you go.
Talk to me, man.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what this inspires from the pens of the poet. I can't wait. You know, we always have these challenging topics, and, you know, some might say that, you know, well, man, I was confused by the prompt. I was confused. It's actually simple when you break it down. It's actually simple. And being poets, it's actually a play on words.
Come on, man. But it's a true-to-life play on words.
Exactly. So now, I can't wait to see what they crafted, Jay. I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm very interested in what people came up with. Very interested.
Yeah. Well, since we in a brand new month, I will go ahead and in light of you being away and you wanting to hear some poetry, I'm just going to go ahead and ask, is it okay if I go first? You know, we usually pick, but, you know, you being away, you being ill, and you want to hear some poetry, so allow me the honor of giving you your first piece, being back on the Get Down for being away for a little bit. I know, y'all, it's just a week, but, yeah, a week to us is like a long time.
It's a long time, y'all. It's a long time.
Yeah.
But then, for such a humble gesture, I would be humbled to hear a piece from your pen to start off the Get Down tonight. What you got, bro?
Hey, bro, I wrote this piece, man. I simply titled it The Easy Part. When I pick up the pen and my palms get sweaty, the unwritten poem is metaphorically ready. But if I could stop shaking with all the words in my head, trying to ink out with power instead. But the writing is the hard part. And the poem? Well, that's the easy part. Because in my head and my vision, everything is poetry. When I get to scribbling out my thoughts on to create art, you see me. So the act of writing a masterpiece that has been fleshed out from inside my mind makes me nervous, and the pressure to make each poem better than the last sometimes is pretty hard to find. Find the right rhythm, find the right cadence, find the right passion, simply just find what suits me in my ink. That's when I simply think that it doesn't matter what I write. I just might be vulnerable enough to push out strong, passionate emotions. But that's why the pen has my palms sweaty with my creations. See, the way I fall in love with words, they speak to me deeply, so I can string together some dope lines that speak to me, and you just may sing a line or two from my scribble, or use a word in Scrabble. So therefore, my writing is the hard part. And well, the poem, yeah, that is the easy part. Then that's that piece.
See, I dig this piece, man, because it's not complicated. It doesn't interrupt itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It insists that there's a reason as to why you write the way you write. And because it's an insistent, it tells the reader or it tells the listener, I get into this poetry thing because that poem, that's easy. But then there's something else that's in it. So when you said, excuse me, when I get the scribbling out of my thoughts or create art, you see me. So the act of writing a masterpiece that has been fleshed out from inside of my mind makes me nervous. And the pressure to make each poem better than the last sometimes is hard to find. Rhythm, cadence, passion. Simple, just find what soothes me in my ink. That's when I think it doesn't matter what I write.
Yeah.
That right there, that's an insistence of words that tells the reader or the listener, regardless of what I may personally be going through, I push forward because this is what the ink is telling me to do.
Yes, sir.
This is absolutely dope.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I like this a lot. So,
humbled, my brother.
Together. Mm-mm. No. I'm the humble one. I got a chance to hear it. Y'all going to hear the playback, but I got a chance to hear it. So, yeah, I did this a lot right here, bro.
My man. Hey, man, listen. Don't let me be the only one to talk about the easy and the hard part. What says you? Because I've been dying to hear a J. Rob the Wise Son piece. It's been well over a week now. So, my brother,
man,
go ahead, get on down, bro.
This right here is some real fresh ink because I took it a couple of different places, but check this out. If poetry was easy, we could all write it. We could all take our dreams and soar like young eagles above uncouth cloud formations and still rise, like the morning clouds over Yellowstone Park, or walk the wilderness like captured runaway slaves that ran out of hush puppies before they got caught. I mean, if poetry was easy, there wouldn't be heartbreak. There would be lollipop love child. There wouldn't be hardness, and there wouldn't be any pain. Just insane, real conversations about dealing with the real pain. Long lost loved ones would grow up and grow old and hold the world accountable, so we wouldn't do what we do when we show how to do with those things that keep us unified, like clenched fists, like this. But then just imagine if writer's block was just a tap on your funny bone, and all that poetry you forgot about began to spill out like a broken faucet. I mean, what's the hard part? Starting a poem like it's starting a conversation with your other self that knows just how much they wish to push them a little harder to be successful and plentiful. How every word you spill has a different story to it that your soul is dying to let out, but that part you keep to you, says not now, too many times, so you shy away from your greatness because you're comfortable like brand new pair of Uggs. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm just asking that at some point in time, you, your pen, and your imagination begin to join forces and make a conscious decision to become greater and become brighter than any dying star that refuses to let it go out on its own shine, because every time we pause, our talents, our personal nova, dims just a little bit. So get to it, because times are wasted. Because for me, the poem has always been easy. It's just that writing it was hard. Because sometimes I think even my demons write poetry too. And they say bad shit about me. And that's that piece.
Yo. Welcome back, Wise Son. Welcome back. This is an exquisite piece of ink. Excellent art. And my brother, the close on this piece. The close. Because for me, the poem was always easy. It's just that writing it was hard. Because sometimes I think my demons write poetry too, and they say bad about me. Phenomenal, bro. This piece I dig a lot, man. I dig this a lot. Fresh ink, man. Like only J. Rob the Wise Son can do. I mean, there's a lot of jewels and gems in this piece, but that close was everything. So thank you, brother, for scribing and sharing that.
Thank you, bro. This, you know, when we talked about this, I had like 6 or 7 different ways I wanted to take this. And I was like, you know what? I got it. And once I was able to put that together, I was good.
Yeah,
that was really good. Yeah, thank you for this. Thank you,
man. Thank you, because just like you, man, I had so many different angles that I could have went with this. I had so many things swirling around in my head before I started writing, and essentially that actually became the basis of the piece because the poetry was already going around in my head. So writing it became the hard part, and I made my piece so real. It's just basically my writing process. Yo, so I appreciate this prompt because it allows you to see you as a poet as well as a writer. I hope y'all got that, and I hope y'all got that from when you crafted your pieces or when you started thinking about the topic. It's really a mirror reflection on you in real life when it comes to you and your art. So phenomenal, bro. Just phenomenal, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's been a minute. And I was inspired because I was sitting in the car, you know, and air conditioning wasn't kicking in, and I'm just thinking. And, you know, sometimes demons play out poetically for you. Like, you know what? That's right. And then it just started clicking. I could hear the words, and everything just started making sense. So
Absolutely. Kudos
to you as well. But this is a very fantastic topic that I hope captures people's imaginations and captures their poetry. So, yes.
Absolutely.
Kudos to you as well.
Thank you, bro. Nah, man. Kudos to you, man. Listen, y'all have no idea what we go through when we come up with these topics. We just hope that y'all see what we see. And we're about to find out. Because we're about to open these mics, and we are about to go in on a get down. J-Rob,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Man, well, listen. First up on the mic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is our good brother, one of my favorite poets, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's good, man? J. Rob, the Wild Son, welcome back, brother. I'm glad you're feeling better, sir.
Hey, salute to you, King, and thank you for the text message asking the brother about his health, man. I appreciate you for that. Thank you. I truly appreciate you, man. It is good to hear your voice again, bro. Very good to hear your voice again.
Likewise, brother. Likewise, man. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just make sure y'all can hear me, okay?
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Loud and clear,
bro. Crystal clear.
All right, bet. So what's good, brothers?
Got a question for you, man. Have you ever had writer's block?
Yes, I have. What I consider to be writer's block, but yeah. Exactly. No such
have you ever?
What I consider.
Because Van and I argue about this, but then I could get too deep into it, but when you had writer's block, did you find it challenging to get out of it, or did you find some way to motivate yourself to get out of it?
Both, actually. It was challenging, but I definitely, you know, I was quick to find a way to get myself out of it.
My man. Well, listen,
yes, sir.
Tonight, I'm sorry, man. My apologies.
Oh, no. You good, brother. You good.
Cool. Well, tonight, brother, Van and myself would like to ask you, and the listening audience wants to hear from you. We want to know, for Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, is writing the easy part, or is the poem the hard part? Take that as you will and go on and get on down.
Oh, yeah, for me, the poem is the hard part. I mean, once I got the poem in my head, you know, writing it, just, I'm just, you know, taking the words from my brain down to the pen or the pad or whatever I write on. You know, it's hard to come up with the words. You know, I'll write. When I got a line, then I'll stop. I'll stop writing, but the words are still coming in. And like Van was saying, you know, trying to put some stuff together that, you know, kind of makes sense. So, you know, you're thinking about it in your head. That's where the work is, in your mind. But once you get it settled in your mind and figured out, then you just go on to the pen. The writing is the hard part. Because you already, you know, you already have the poem. You just, you know,
right.
You're just doing the final part, just writing it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can dig that.
Yes, sir.
Love that explanation. I'm going to say, Mike, love that explanation. So,
yes,
hey, brother, if your piece is locked and loaded, please, please start off to get down a good foot and get on down.
All right. I think you might like this, J-Rob. Something I very seldom say, but anyway, here we go. Failure to communicate. I've been away for a minute, like I was no longer in it. Writer's block, dry pen, it doesn't matter how you spin it. Life gives you circumstances with no way to defend it. So I did time with my mind, and the rules, I just bend them. A few posts of my own, but nothing was in them. I've read some others' words, but no thanks to send them. I was at a loss for words, and the cost was absurd. I couldn't fill in the blanks on my old tax form, you heard? These missing words had me disturbed. These missing words had me perturbed, but I wasn't worried. I wasn't in a hurry to just jot anything down. I'm still in my search to reach the profound. Shit, took me a minute to write these words down. I may seem evasive, but that's not the case here. If you don't see me around, I have nothing to say, dear. It's not because I don't love you, I do. This lack of words has me feeling a bit blue. A little green will get me high, but that won't fly. I'm not that gal who gets by with medicated inspiration. Reread it 10 minutes later and be ink erasing. I can't say how long I'll stay in this rut. It's almost as defeating as coitus interruptus. Pull out a thought before I spill my next flow. I may come back, I may not, I don't know. I won't ask you to bear with me. There are others who still show their craft, their talent, their pens are in balance. My pen is out of sync without a drop of ink. All I can think of is I can't think. No verbal bling to sparkle and dazzle. It's as if my mind has become unraveled. No witty repartee, just some shitty wordplay. This dry spill of the inkwell has gone on for several days. I have deadlines to meet. I'm stroking with no skeet. Got to grab and rehash some words from last week. I build them like Legos and try to turn a new phrase, though. It's like crossing the border exchanging dollars for pesos. No bueno, no bueno. It's driving me insane, so I'll end this lost words with a quotable saying that goes, when a poet's mind is at rest, it's just making room for more awesomeness. That's my piece.
My God.
Man.
My God.
Man. Listen. Yo, let me tell you something. Joe, you know this is right up my alley, bro. When you play, and please excuse me for cutting you, man, but brother, when you step to that microphone and you juggle these similes and metaphors the way you just did in this piece, I want to rush the stage and just grab the mic from you and be like, that's no, come on, you hurt me. Save a little bit more for the next show, and I just got to give you back the mic and be like, nah, just go back and keep killing them. Bruh, I love this piece. I love this piece. The way you slid these metaphors in between each other and what have you, it's like it sounded like a man who's in conflict with himself poetically at times. And I really dig this. I really dig this. What say you, Van Meadows?
Yo, let me address something that happened in this piece. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, your rhyme scheme in this piece was bananas. I mean bananas. I'm sitting here listening. I'm like, yo, I never even thought to use that word, but that word, yo, he is killing it. And just when I thought that you was going to run four words back to back, you broke it up into two words and then went back to four words, then back to two words. I was like, yo, this man is something serious. This is why, bro, I study your work, man. I study you. I study how you get down within your art. And, bro, when I tell you, I am a true fan, bro, a true fan. And this piece is a demonstration of how and what makes me a fan of your work. Bro, this piece was amazing. Mm. This piece was amazing.
Hey, man, much respect to you both, man. You know, one caveat that, you know, I was in a serious dry spell when I wrote this, man, a few years ago, but I can definitely relate, man. But, yeah, I was really down on it. Man, you know, it's been like 3-4 months. And then it kind of hit me. So, yeah, failure to communicate.
Man.
Yes,
that was phenomenal. That was phenomenal.
This is a really, really good piece of writing, bro. Like, seriously, it's a really good piece of writing.
Yeah. Mm.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, brother.
That's nah, man, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you for coming through and laying the foundation,
yeah.
Bro. You laid the foundation.
Bro,
oh, man.
This is, you know, I love me some Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. But this piece tells the world why that Mind Dancer does the Sammy Davis two-step on poetry. He's a bad man. It's a bad
appreciate
boy.
It, man.
I like that.
We appreciate you, bro. But listen, man, not only do you get to kick off the show, but you also get to set the stage on a dance floor of what people are going to come through and do, my brother. So if you're ready, we'll go ahead and move you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can go out there and do your thing and welcome everybody else in.
Oh, absolutely, bro. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Man,
one love,
you,
one Michael.
Man.
Thank you.
One love, one Mike.
One love and one Mike, brother.
Whew, coming through, murdering the mic, man. We're going to need mics early, Jay. We're going to need mics early. That was our brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. We're going to need some new mics early. So go ahead and call the stagehand, man, and get them prepped. Let them know we're going to need new mics early.
I'll make that happen.
Appreciate it. Why are you doing that, man? Are you ready? You ready for the next inspirational poet that's going to come through, man, and share what she inked out for us?
I'm so ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming through the Get Down, we have Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, one host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Jay Rob. Welcome back, love. I'm so glad you're feeling better.
I'm Ben, and I want to thank you. Thank you for reaching out as well. I truly do appreciate the kind words. And I appreciate the love that you crossed my way when I wasn't feeling it myself. So thank you so very much, sis. Love you for that.
Oh, I love you right back. You already know what it is. Boy, don't start making noise. Since I think open up my mic, you want to start talking. See, he was quiet the whole time here. Come on.
He's like, no, you're not getting on the microphone when I'm here.
No, he gets cranky when he gets sleepy.
Yeah, he definitely gets. That's all right.
Really?
He said, look, look, look.
Right,
I saw you put him down. I saw you. He said, you will not be great tonight. You will not be great tonight.
He said, "Put you're going to put me down? Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it."
He was laying there playing with his toys this time. He was doing good. All right, all right. Left side. It's the left side. I got to put him over there. All right, all right. He should be good for now. Right. So,
nice.
Gentlemen, he says, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. All right, we good for now. Thank you.
Oh, no. No, you're not.
I'm thinking. Well, La Pearl La Negra.
Yes.
Have you ever had writer's block?
Nope.
Have you ever not sure what you was writing and whether or not it was the words was hard or... What say you? What is the writing the easy part, poem the hard part?
Sometimes I've had an issue with both, and it isn't that I was blocked. It was just that I didn't know where I was going to place what in the piece, because sometimes I would come across certain lines that sounded really good, and I wanted to fit it in that space, but it was another line that would fit right in that space. So I was, you know, I would fight with those words, but that's pretty much it.
All right. Okay. Okay. Well, if you're ready with your piece, me and J-Rob are going to move out the way. Come on, Jay. I know you're back and you're excited. Come on, man, but you got to get back. You got to get back. Get back. Get back. Get back. Go ahead and get on down.
He always pushes me around. Go on.
I'm gonna try to get through this without this little boy, you know, fussing at me. All right. Let's see. I found that I have struggled with both at times because I am a highly sensitive and emotional soul. And it's always in my mind that the sincerity within each stroke of my pen is felt. So, I keep assuming you're gonna do things that might break my heart. So I keep up my guard. There was a time that they took everything from me and left me bent, almost broken, those wicked ones, until I realized my golden ebony shield and tightly woven crown is my birthright, my blessed direct connection to the Most High, and not a curse or some strange, ugly thing. Now, I not only wear it as proudly as the universe loves to adorn the night sky with stars, I love it. Just from pleasant visual aesthetics alone,
No other covering heals like it does. I am so full of compassion and emotion and love and purity. But I am also strong and disciplined and strict when it comes to that part of me. Because of what I was taught when I gave from the purity of my spirit by selfish greed and emotional distance from them that almost destroyed me, my eyes were opened. And it gave me that discipline and taught me how to shield my heart. Oops. Wait a minute, y'all. I'm no guarded. I'm not through with love. I will never be, because I know that I deserve to feel joyful and I can allow joy into my life. Regardless of circumstances I find myself in, I deserve love and happiness and to feel good about myself and understand that everything that I'm doing is for the best for me. So see, they didn't break me. They just showed me where my strength is. That's it.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Okay,
then.
Tell them why you're mad, son. Tell them why you're mad, son.
Goddamn right they didn't break you.
Oh,
like Ivan Jackson.
Can't break me.
You can't break me.
I'll get out my head, bro. Get out my head, bro. I just gonna say, ain't no Ivan Drago's out here. Shoot.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
Thank you.
Man, this was a dynamite piece, Danielle. Very transparent. You know, I love positivity in it. I love that bullying is a minute too. You know what I'm talking about. Great piece though. Great piece. Wise son.
She's still a bully, but the piece was absolutely awesome.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I haven't spoken to you in 2 weeks, so I got to make up for lost time. And you might not have done it in this piece, but for 10 days, you bullied somebody. We just didn't hear about it.
I said, not a bully. You my mama bully. I'm not a bully. I'm my bully. Huh? He threw up all over me. God, you know what?
He threw up all over you?
Every
and there's the answer. And there's the answer.
Oh God. Really?
Blah.
All day I've been avoiding this and who just stopped me. You siding with them? Is that what you're doing? Huh?
Blah.
Blah. That's what you're doing? Blah. Don't look at me like
blah.
Oh.
His man up bully, he was like, blah.
And he didn't get
like
any
Dracula.
Of it on him. How did you spit up all those and don't get none on yourself?
That kid is a marksman. Let that boy live. He a marksman.
That's all right. That's all right. I love you. That's my boy.
Well, before we,
I'm not a boy.
Before we get you over to the dance floor with Joe the Verbal, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio?
Yeah.
Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment Network. Please let them know.
Yes. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, ladies and gentlemen. I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Topics up in the air, but you know how we like to tease y'all. Y'all come on through Wednesday night, really. Y'all come on through Wednesday night and get caught up in me with the Ice Club. So back to you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Dynamite show last night on the Erotic Love Zone. If y'all missed it, please get the play back. Go listen to it. But we're going to get you over to the Giselle dance bar. All right, La Pearl and Negra. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, yo, whew, hey man, I don't know about you, I'm feeling the poetry tonight, I'm feeling it tonight.
I'm digging what I'm hearing, man, I'm digging what I'm hearing.
Yo, let's go ahead and open up this next mic, because we got to keep it going, because the energy is so right, we got to keep it going. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic next, J-Rob, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Who are you talking about?
Brother, we talking about that musical gifted one known as C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
Poetic, how are you doing? And J-Rob, I got a beef with you right now.
Uh-oh.
Go on.
I did not know that you were under the weather. You know I was in the healthcare field for a good long while. I mean, I could have brought you castor oil out my bag. I mean, look, it would have fixed you. See, you're feeling better now, ain't you?
I have a sister in my circle who gave me a bottle of Buckley.
See.
And she didn't do it old-fashioned. She took a teaspoon of it and put it in some hot tea and said, drink this while it's hot. I would have rather licked the floor clean and drink that nastiness. But I did it, and it cleared me up in 2 days.
Now, see, I could have been, I was not going to become your Conrad Murray, and I was not going to be your Ben Carson, because I would have been falling asleep. So I could have just gave you some gin and juice and let you ride.
That would have been lovely.
See?
My
brother. I'm just saying, get well.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you, man.
Absolutely, bro.
And good to hear from you, Poetic.
Likewise, my brother.
So, C-Double.
Yes.
Question, brother. Question. You ever had writer's block?
When I tried to force it, yeah, I did. But when I, lately, I don't. I don't have writer's block.
Okay. But no, you've had it before.
I've had it when I was early in my writing time, because I would try to force stuff instead of letting it come to me.
Have you ever had a piece that you felt was very challenging and took a little longer for you to get through?
Not lately. I mean, back then, but I can't remember.
But you've had it in the past. Okay. The reason that I ask, good brother, is the fact that if you've experienced this even once, it's something that's very relatable to a lot of us who have gone through it at some point in our time writing poetry. So the question becomes, is writing the piece the easy part, or is the poetry the hard part? So if your piece is locked and loaded, brother, get on dance.
Well, thank you. This piece is called Poetry Making the World Go Wow. I tossed and turned all night, and it felt like a nightmare that you weren't here nor there. Became paranoid, parallel to nothing except space. Wrinkles on the side of me taking your place, gasping for air but only inhaling dust and pollen, swallowed down my esophagus as I attempted to stop the run, of images scrimmaging in my mind, causing mysteries, abstract asymmetries blistering through these memories. Message received through the current curricula, purposely dictating figures to where I'm imagining fighting figments in Michigan. In the middle of wintertime, during a lake effect blizzard, making admissions to kinfolk whose sinfulness I'm meant to minister to. Some of them went for interviews, never mentioning their criminal history, which I found interesting, but here's the thing. I'm not perfect, and I tried to show empathy, still telling them to embellish on the application calculates as a felony. I'm questioning these dreams of ancestors having with families still living, when each believed differently, keeping God distantly, pledging embedded symbols, accepting tricks of the enemy to live their best life on earth, collecting curses that they never read. I prefaced that statement saying I wasn't based on jealousy. It's spiritually written in scripture, thou shalt have no other gods. Now the hard part of writing is to shut my mind down so I can sleep. Easy part is to write those lines down so I can get some sleep. Something spiritual in my scribbled calligraphy with lyrical chemistry ministering to me, and now I can release eternal infinity. That's that piece.
Yo.
Hold
oh,
up.
Oh, man.
Hold up, man. Hold up. Did you catch it? Your man went Buddhist monk on us with the poetry.
Man.
And the reason I say
man.
That is because he sounded like sensei who's sitting, you know, on that perch, and everyone is just looking up at sensei while he's dropping these jewels, and he finishes the jewel and he goes back to sipping on that tea that stayed hot the entire time he was spitting.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love
it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, C Double, one of the really things you said in this piece was trying to shut your mind off so you can sleep. Bruh, I think that's a gift and a curse of a poet.
Mm-hmm.
It's your mind is always going about what to write next, where to go. You got the dope line. I can't even tell you how many times when I'm driving, I'll have some dope lines come to me, and I'll be hoping that I remember it, or I'll get out my phone and turn it on voice recording, and I'll spit it. Or even have one of my kids type it into my phone real quick. But, bro, our minds are always at work when it comes to poetry. Always. And you said you write them down, but the moment that you write those down, yo, you got more. And before you know it,
yep.
You got a whole page of poetry. And you're just like, man, I just was only supposed to write down one or two lines.
Yeah, you're supposed to write one or two lines and go back to sleep, but then you keep writing
right.
And keep writing and just building off that last word or that last line.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is what I was saying earlier, how sometimes you have all the instincts in the world to put something down, but your pen is like, I need you to move because I got something I want to finish to this.
Yeah.
And it just
absolutely.
Turns out to be an awesome piece of writing.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And if you don't write it down, then you're beating yourself up because it's like, oh, man, that was a good line. Now I'm like, I can't get it back. I'm going to rock Tim on this one. I can't get it back. I'm looking for the line.
Wow.
I dig that.
Absolutely.
I dig that a whole lot.
Yeah, man.
You need to post that one.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Again,
I will definitely
again,
post that one because you challenged me because I put those last four lines in because you challenged me, and I thank you for that challenge.
Salute to you and to your pen for accepting such a challenge. But I still say, man, he's like he's like that sensei that's sitting there telling the students a lesson before he teaches them all the self-defense techniques. He's like, you got to listen first. Y'all want to jump into this poetry, but you need to listen first.
Well, you just have to remember. You just have to remember. All of our enemies are images. Defeat the image, and you'll break the enemy.
Yes, sir. Ow, bro.
I gotta watch that movie tonight. Thank you.
As you should.
Yeah, man. Wow. All right, my brother. Man, we're going to move you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man. This is one time where I'm going to need you to put the pen away, try and relax your mind, and have yourself a good time on that dance floor.
Okay, I'm going to do the Billy White Shoes Funky Chicken Celebration Dance. There you go, right there.
My man.
The Billy White Shoes Johnson Funky Chicken? Go ahead, boy.
Yes, there we go. Y'all don't know about that.
My man. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is
yeah,
my good brother, C Devil. Oh, I know about the funky chicken, bro. Don't come for me, man. Don't come for me, man. Don't do that. I'll go live and I'll break out and I'll do the funky chicken and you'll be like, this Negro here, he really did it. But yeah, don't come for me, bro. Don't come for me. But my brother, stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. Get out there in that dance floor, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you, my brothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
My good brother, C Double 34 Music, y'all, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Y'all talking about funky chicken, man. I know all about the funky chicken, but hey, let's get into this right now.
Long as you don't do the
funky chicken. This is Tiffany Radio, the real the next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From what amazing tune to the
other.
Epiphany.
All right. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's a get down. With your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And please press 1. If you are already here, you desire to get in on this topic tonight, which is an amazing topic, by the way. And I was honored to write to it, and it really challenged my pen. Really challenged my pen. But I challenged it in a different way, where I had to take a look at myself. So hopefully that is what everyone is doing with this topic for the evening. Wise son, how you feeling, bro?
I'm really digging what I'm hearing. I'm really digging. Hey, man, the energy is really loud. That piece when you pearl dropped was magical. What C Double did was really good, and what Joe gave us set the tone.
Yeah,
so this is really a good instance as to what it is that we're in for this evening. Absolute magic, bro.
Absolutely. I'm loving it, man. I'm digging it. It's a great show. We want to keep this party going, man. Are you ready to keep the dynamics of the Get Down and this poetry and these artists going, bro?
Talk to me who we got, bro.
Next up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen. Welcome, Amelia.
Good evening, King.
Good evening.
So I've had, like, a really busy day and just got the information, so I put something together and hopefully y'all like it.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and ask you the question of the evening. Have you ever had writer's block?
No.
I love it. Now,
there is too much in our world to write about. So I've never had a problem writing. So, there is no.
Awesome. In that case, for you, is writing the easy part or the poem the hard part? And go ahead and get on down.
Okay, this piece is called My Lover Poetry. I never run out of ink to express myself through poetry. The process is enjoyable and thrilling for me. Words come smoothly and without effort. No matter if it takes on the expression through poetry or any other type of writing form, it is effortless and desirable. Poetry and writing as a whole has been with me since childhood, a God-given gift certified through a heavenly ordained doctorate. My Lord poured many gifts into me prior to my birth, and the love of words, verbs, adjectives, nouns, similes, lyrical expressions have been instilled within me. We have had a love affair, our experience, exquisite memories, devastating abuse, delightful, delicious, erotic desires, pain and suffering of various kinds within humanity, joyful dreams, nightmares, and every emotion felt through the experience of life. I excel at all forms of expression. I speak for those who don't have voices. I take my God-given love as sacred and spiritual. Our union has been an uplifting blessing throughout my life. I'm truly in love with poetry and spoken word most of all. My lover poetry is a wonderful friend in times of need. It comforts me in my sadness. It inspires when my soul needs to be uplifted. It brings satisfaction when I'm desiring erotic highs and keeps me coming back for that community consciousness to empower the masses. I'll never depart from poetry. It's a lifelong love affair. Poetry is the best lover in the entire world. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
I like this.
I like this as well.
I have a question. I like this so much. I have a question. What possessed you to write this piece this way?
The question was basically, what is harder, writing or the poem? and neither one was. So I felt like, just as what I said in the poem, that it has been a constant companion. I really do believe God gave me the gift upon my birth. I was writing at, or expressing myself at 2, 3 years old. I was writing poetry at 8 years old. So, but it stayed in dormancy after high school for quite some time until just about a decade ago when I hit the internet radio and the Facebook and so on. And then it's been constant. So I wanted to take it as it's been my lifelong love that has never departed from me. So, which is why I don't have writer's block, because he never leaves me.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Van Meadows, what are your thoughts?
You know, you said that somewhere towards that last line, poetry has been the best lover, something along those lines, right?
Right.
It is amazing how each one of us has this love affair with poetry, this thing where poetry has been the constant for us. And even those that have ever had writing block, I look at that as like a separation until y'all can get it together and come back together. And this piece was beautiful, well written. And I really enjoyed this piece because you talked about a lot of things, but that line for me was it. So thank you for that.
I really appreciate y'all's feedback. It's very special. It means a lot to me. It really, really does. And all I can say is one love, one mic. Kings, keep doing what you do. Continued successes.
Thank you. One love, one mic, and get out there on that dance floor and do something out there. Shake a leg. Do a two-step. Hey, get out there. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down dance floor, that is Amelia T. Davis, Poetical Angel Queen, one love, one mic. Wow. Just,
I like that.
Wow.
I really did like that piece.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Me too. Me too. Man, boy, this night is shaping up, man. Man, listen, are we ready to keep it moving? Are we ready to see what the poetry
yes,
God has
you.
For us next? All right. Next
yes,
up on the mic, area code 318. Welcome to the Get Down. Whom do we have the pleasure of speaking to tonight?
Trust, respect, and understand it. What up?
Ooh, woo. There, you hear that?
Who this be? Who this be? Who this be? With that pre-twang in her voice, who this be?
That's the one and only true sister, baby.
This my true sister. This my true.
Yes.
What's up, girl? What's up, long time no hear.
All right. This is a great topic. This is a great topic.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
I'm glad you thought so. But before I even get into anything that you have written, how have you been? Because it's been a long time.
Been a while, yes.
Since you're blessed to get there.
I could truly say that God has blessed me. Most High has truly blessed me. Higher heights, different levels, blessed spiritually, emotionally, financially. I'm just blessed, man.
Praise God.
Nice.
Praise God.
Praise God. Family is good?
Most definitely, yeah. Yeah, just celebrating my 25 years of marriage.
Woo, congratulations.
Yo, that is straight awesome. Congratulations to you. And please tell your phenomenal husband that Van and I said congratulations to him as well.
Absolutely.
Please. So here's my question to you, because you're an exceptionally great writer. So my question to you directly, have you ever had writer's block in all these years?
I think I'll let this poem speak for me on this one.
Ooh, that's what I love.
Van, come with me. Come with me, Van.
I'm coming.
Come on, Van. Move. Sister, the mic belongs to you. Get on down.
In countries that my body was never physically there for. My feet have touched concrete that I've engraved many poems on. I've kissed inclined hills and felt the city's poverty many times. The way the words crawled down my spine felt like chilled wine on the tip of my lips. So many tones and lyrics in my head. I've shared bed with beings I've never seen, and just to feel their legs under the sheets rub against my skin created shivers of adjectives and verbs and adverbs. I've died and been rebirthed through visions of emotional attacks, thoughts and imaginational fluctuations turned into commotions of orgasmic performances. My visions wrote in blood across walls of tears, leaving my mind sometimes totally blank as if my pen embedded diverse genres to me through songs or movies. I've told my poetic ancestors to teach me sometimes to make sure I'm still here. I get lost sometimes in my poems and end up in deep seas, and I've never learned the art of swimming. But my pen strokes were firm and smooth movements that brushed across my limbic system. Exhaustion and distraction and pressure has made me divorce writing many times, but I get right back in it. I've been on several dates with metaphors and similes. I've even gotten confused on which one I'm cheating on, making punctuations my side piece and verbal simulations my main man. I don't know whether to jump into paper or hit a keyboard, having dreams that turned into poetic constellations in the sky, and my research of if writing this poetry my form of paid reparations. Like a bird, I fly high and not too many places I haven't been. See me in poetry, been married since age 10. I'm like a preacher to a church, live, loud, and free, and sometimes I'm locked in like a nun in the convent. So you ask me, is writing the easy part or the poem the hard part? I say it's equally yoke until it's time to be transferred into the universe. Trust, respect, and understand my pen.
So this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear. So this is what we're doing.
So
this is what we're doing.
Yeah, just like that.
Just like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Allow me to politely say, you ain't shit, because that is incredible. She said, I have been dating poetry, and I take metaphors on dates. Oh, did you hear all this?
I did. I can't even lie, Jay. I can't lie. Once she opened up with, you know, she's wrote poems in places where her feet haven't even touched the concrete. Bro, I knew this was about to be lit. And I'm telling you right now, the ability to be able to write poetry like this is amazing, because it allows you to take the reader on a journey, even though there are places you have never gone. And Dan, what did you say about taking now the verbs, making them your side chick? Who does that?
What?
Who writes like that?
Say that line again.
What was the one that he said?
You make metaphors your side
piece. I said, I've gotten confused on which one I'm cheating on, making punctuations my side piece and verbal stimulations my main man.
That right there. That right there. Man. Man, listen. Listen. That is some dope stuff right there. True sister. You cashew busting mama. Woo, my God.
Most definitely.
I love it. I'm sorry, Jay. I didn't mean to cut you off, brother. I just had to.
No.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I was in awe of this piece, too. No. We are, bro, we're brothers. So you already know we're evenly yoked with this piece. So I was sitting here listening, and I'm just like, I'm glad I'm on mute so nobody can hear me scream. Oh, man, I love that.
Yeah, I had mine on mute, too, because I ain't want nobody to hear me screaming like a little girl.
Come on now.
Like, y'all are mad.
I'll scream. I sit here screaming like them little white girls used to do when the Beatles entered the stage, and he just screaming for no reason before we go start out of a girl.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Well, matter of fact, I don't know if y'all ever seen Michael Jackson in Bucharest. I don't know if you ever seen the video, but the dude that just fell out in the audience, just fell out, and they had to carry him out. He just fell out. That's how I'm feeling now to this piece. I'm just done fell out.
Thank y'all so much. I enjoy every time I come on here, and I was glad that y'all made this the topic because I haven't wrote in a long time, so today has been when I heard the topic, I was like, oh, because I was coming in here with Mother's Cry, which I've been promoting. And I said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to write to what they're talking about. And because, you know, normally I'll come in here and spice it up.
Right.
But I decided to write to it. And I was like, I'm feeling it. And that was something I could really feel because of the simple fact I haven't wrote in a while. And I saw one of y'all post, probably both of y'all's post today, and I said, okay, let me come in because I've been missing it. We, like I said, the voice poetry for a little while, and we remarried again today. So thank y'all for coming to my wedding.
Oh, my God, yes.
Thank you for coming to my wedding.
Man,
listen, man.
I need some dessert. I'm letting you know right now, I need some dessert. Right now.
You know what's happening, right? You know what's happening, right? She doesn't marry similes and metaphors is at the window saying, I don't believe she did that shit. They back together.
Right.
They back together.
Yes. They back together.
And metaphors is at metaphors before they kiss, metaphors screams at her like Dwayne Wade and says, true sister, I love you. While the rest of the poets is escorting him out the building.
Yes, sir, bro. Oh, man.
I do have one question, if I may ask.
Please.
The young lady that just got off that has the show. What was her name?
You're talking about La Pearl and Negra.
I think the first lady. La
Pearl and Negra.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to tune in to her show also.
Yeah, that's every Wednesday at 9 p.m. and every other Saturday. So it won't be this Saturday. It will be next Saturday for Poetic Therapy. But the Erotic Love Zone is every Wednesday. Yeah, her and Miss VIP.
And the Erotic Love Zone is right up your alley. But I wanted to say this to you. Something,
okay,
I don't know how it hit my timeline, but it came back to me. That piece of mind that you recited for Black History Month and said, don't forget about the babies. Don't forget about the 16th Street Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I have got to say, I'm going to find a way to put that to music. That has got to be done. You did it way better than I wrote it. It is a phenomenal piece the way you did it. And I'm humbled that that's one of your favorite pieces that I wrote. And thank you for your rendition. I haven't had a chance to tell you that. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I think Van Meadows, I wrote a piece. I actually been performing it. I don't think he heard it. I think he got a poem called Make That Poetry Talk to Me or Make Something Talk to You. What was it?
Oh.
Something like that. Man, I got a seller. I'm not going to do it on this show because of the spirit of being right now, but I probably do it on her show. It's erotic, very erotic, but you're going to love it. When I tell you, when I do that piece, man, down here in the South, they're in love with me. Everybody requesting the poem now.
Really?
And I'll
I love it. Oh, I love it. If you bring that on Wednesday, I'm going to make sure I'm there so I can hear. I wasn't there last night because my internet went out. Thank you, Storm. Storm, thank you. But I'm planning on being there next Wednesday, so absolutely.
Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. I'm going to take myself to the dance floor. When we get together, we collide. So therefore, I'm gonna take myself to the dance floor, and I'm gonna do some type of twerk. So y'all move back,
y'all move out the way.
Listen, you seen them dreads and that bright smile coming on the dance floor? Y'all know what to do. Study and stare. You're like, that's true, sister over there.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much.
No, thank you. Thank you. One love, one mic. Man, she came through and did that, Jay. She came through and did that,
she
bro.
She really did.
Loving it. Next up on the mic, are we ready, man? Man, listen. I don't know if you're ready for the next one. I don't know. I don't think you're ready, man. I don't think you're ready. You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, Epiphany Zone. We affectionately call him around here Iron Man, Mr. Tuesday Night. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Mojave. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, bro, sir? What's going on?
What's happening, bro?
Hello. I'm a little bit under the weather today. I don't know what happened to me. It was like I just got hit with a truck or something. It was not good, but it's internal. So I'm like, yo. But you know, in good old fashioned, I wouldn't miss it for the world. So I came through.
My man. What's up? How do you
doing? Good,
man.
How did you manage to get sick?
It's internal stuff. It's, you know, the guts ain't acting right. Everything else is fine.
You sure?
It's just the guts.
You good, bro?
You know. We ain't gonna talk about it on air. But I'm all right. I'm here. I'm here. TMI. Anyway.
Okay.
I didn't write specifically for that because I was like, I have so many poems I write about writing. Like when you guys, like, you know, you said if you were ink, I did that poem. That's pretty much about what I think is the hardest thing. The hardest thing is getting it out. And a lot of times it's not even about getting it out. It's what pours out. Someone this morning was struggling. And it was like, yo, I need an encouraging word. And I really wrote this big, long thing. Like, it just came out of me. It just came out. And it was like something I've never done before. Like, you know, I'm used to writing quick when I have to, but not when somebody's like in a desperate need or needs something, and so it came out. So I think the hardest thing is like when it comes out, because sometimes when it comes out, it comes out, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, and then there's other times where you struggle with it. You know, I like how True Sister says she's very similar to the metaphor. That's cute. You know, I like that a lot because a lot of times we do. And so my inspiration has been really crazy over several different things, everything surrounding me, and being around y'all, constantly have to improve my pen, everything else like that, between y'all, the drip, you know, it's always like, right, always going, you know, so much so that I've had to pull back, and now I'm deciding to pour into me and to revisit me, you know, because I had a situation with somebody. Somebody's like, yeah, I like Mojave. And they was like, I'm shocked. I was like, what? Why would you be shocked? You know, but it just reminded me that there's very much people who may not like what I do, or maybe it's a problem. Who knows? But I don't really see it as that. I look at it as a motivating factor. Like, so I like the stuff that happens with that, because it just reminds me that I have to go harder in the paint. It doesn't matter. Go hard in the paint. Go hard or go home. You know, everybody's a representation of who we are. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want you
That's
sick,
what's up, bro.
You said what?
We don't want you sick. We don't want you to get sick, though.
It's internal. It's internal. Believe you me, it's internal. It's a TMI situation. It's not that kind of thing. It's a different kind of thing.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I understand you. Thank you for caring and loving on me, because I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you do.
So then, it's your turn to ask.
Hey, man, J-Rob.
Talk to me.
I gotta tell you something, bro.
What's the secret?
Since we talking about this love and loving on one another, Mojave loved on me the other day, bro. You know what
happened?
Do you know what he did?
No.
Mojave found a comic book store not too far from his house. Matter of fact, two.
Go on.
And Mojave did something that only the wise son has ever done. Mojave called me from the store and went live, video, FaceTime. It showed me what was in the store. Man. Then he walked around the store and showed me all the goodies and stuff. Yeah, so I'm about to make a trip to New York. I'm going to give my big brother a hug, and then we're going to go comic book shopping. So, Jay, you know, when we make that happen, you got to come down and join us. Yeah.
If y'all come visit me, right, we're going to go to the comic book shop, we're going to go to the video game store, and then we're going to go to the cigar lounge and do it like that. That's how we're going to do it. While we go sit on the beach afterwards and have some drinks on the beach. That's what we're going
to do. That's what we need to do. Listen, I'm on vacation the last week of September. I'm just throwing it out there. Last week of September, I'm on vacation. So, you know, what is it we can sync up calendars
like,
and all that good stuff?
I like where your head is at.
That can happen, you know. You shoot back and forth. Go for, you know, because I'm just watching the Bronx, but you come out here to the island, you know, we go to the comic book shop. Do all some other
Here's a question. How come I didn't get FaceTime in that?
Wow.
I will do it tomorrow.
No.
Since we are fire pressing, how come I didn't get my picture of you and 100%? What happened?
Because I'm not in New York.
Because you at Grand Imperial Session? Is that what I hear you say?
Am I where, sir?
Where are you at? Are you at Grand Imperial Session? Is that what I hear you say?
I am at Imperial Session. Yes, I did, sir.
Okay, so that's supposed to be your excuse.
I'm a state officer.
Apparently, I guess you can wait till you get back then. Have a good time with me, sir. Smoke a cigar.
You hear this, man? He has his first cigar. Now he a connoisseur.
You already know. I can't be doing the cigar. I can't smoke them. I'm like, no. Give me the mildest thing you got. I'm like, give me that almost not a cigar. The first one damn near killed me. I was like, damn. And the smoke was in my clothes for like ever. I was like, yo, what the is this? I'm like, my grandfather used to smoke this shit like regular. Like, I'm like, yo, I can't
Bro,
do it.
I gotta teach you how to do this, man. I got to teach you how to
between
do
you and JD. JD's like, he's like, go get one of those light cigars. You ain't going to be able to. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to be able to. No, I can't do it. Anyway,
yeah,
we're not supposed to be on here talking personal business. You know we're supposed to do the phones and get on out the way because I'm pretty sure y'all got a lot of people behind me. Whatever's going to happen.
Y'all listen to silly sounds.
But don't
so,
have too much fun.
What you gonna do?
All right, what I'm gonna do? So I was inspired by somebody to go. Like I forgot, I have books of poetry that some are unreleased. Some things are happening, so I went looking for stuff today because I'm just going to get this book done because I'm tired of a lot of stuff. So I got to do this book. Go do the book, and then I found out I got a few books. I got a couple, of them. And I'm just sitting on these books, goofy as hell. But some of them are 20 years old, which is crazy. So, what I thought, since we were talking about what's getting a poem out, thinking about thought then, what I can do now. So I'm going to give my then self the treatment now that I would do. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Van didn't get to ask the question, but okay.
Right, he just jumped all through the, So, Mahavi, you ever get writer's block, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tonight, we want to know, is writing the easy part or the poem the hard part? Go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right. Tell me if this is too loud. Said that you love me. Please, I'm begging you. It's mine too. You don't know what it'll be, whether he or she. I love it. I don't understand. How can you not want it? I love you and I'm willing to do anything to see this child. I mean, it's mine. The first time we did this, I loved you. I made love to you. You opened up to me and I was vulnerable to you. I promised you love and respect and I kept those promises, never broken. And I don't regret that this happened. I just want to make this right. It was that one night. We had not seen each other for almost 2 weeks. I waited for my roommate to leave before I called you. Even told you I was going to pay for the Uber. Seemed like forever. I waited by my door, dripping at anything yellow resembling the car. After 24 alarms, you came to my house wearing the skin-tight baby doll shirt with the denim miniskirt and high heels, knowing I love the side of your chest and those sexy-ass legs. I couldn't wait to kiss you. But I waited for you to tell me how your break was and if you missed me, because I know I was missing you, your smell, your touch. I just wanted to hold you more than anything. And when I kissed you, I felt my breath return. I wanted to kiss every part of you, even that crusty toe for the corn that you got from wearing boots. The clothes, they seemed like it was just jumping off our bodies till I got to that cross your heart bar. And it took me a year and a day to get it off you and the touching, feeling. You put me on top of you and tell me that you want me inside of you. And I say yes. You tell me you want me to give it to you. And I say yes. You grab the back of my head with your right hand and with your left stick your nails into my ass and say, I want you to do me right now. That shit hurt, but I was like, yes. And you were so wet and warm, moving with me. I was up on my toes. You were scratching my back and my eye. And I couldn't believe I didn't have a condom on. You said, don't move, damn it. I said, don't move. And the look you gave me, like, what have you just done? You were sure of me. You had finished your period a few days ago. You had time before you ovulated. Elated, I felt relieved that there wouldn't be a child to reconceive. And we did it again and again. All night, and I was loving you while beneath your skin, not thinking about the next of kin until you told me that you missed your period. You waited a month later to tell me it might be stress to F, that you might got it on your chest, and you was hot talking to me, blaming me for all the things wrong that happened these past months. I've never seen someone get upset over a dirty cup left in an empty sink. you better think about what's going on. Then I knew that you didn't want it. Thought you might be having second thoughts about this child, but you accept my phone calls. I started to worry. The game of your game telling me how much man I ate when I wasn't in the paint, when I shot the field goal. I'm loving you like a precious diamond. You treat me like coal. What kind of fucking game are you playing that? Look, I want this baby. I never had anything that's mine. I'm almost done with school. I think you got a chance. I'm thinking about if we can work hard, get our own apartment, everything. Can't you imagine looking to this baby's eyes and seeing yourself, knowing that this baby is depending on you, loving you unconditionally? I know what it will be. What do your parents think? I know I'm going to handle mine. So I'll do whatever. I mean it. I want this baby. I don't care what anyone thinks. I'll get a job, whatever you need to. Just don't kill my baby, please. Please don't kill my baby. And if you love me, then don't. I can handle this. I thought we can do this. I know we can do this. I mean, it's my baby too. I mean, can't you understand what you're putting me through? Then it's mine too. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I love you. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Please. Don't hang up.
Really, you had to do that?
Wow. Special effects for me.
That's what you're taking it? Yeah, the special effects is kind of awesome. It's like this dude here.
Yo.
Okay.
This, Mojave, this piece was a whole story, a whole vibe, a whole journey of what a man thinks and goes through during that time. I can identify with this piece in more ways than one. And, the choice of music behind it was, yo, you got to be a true music head to know some of this music that this brother played behind his stuff. But this piece was amazing, Mojave. You, man, you don't know the way that you write, man, the way that you spit. You're an inspiration to others. You inspire others to do some amazing things, even in their own ink. And the calming, soothing nature of your voice when you spit, bro, phenomenal, bro. Just phenomenal, man. J-Rock.
I want to curse at him and say he ain't shit, but I can't because this piece is actually really, really good. Especially that joint at the end where you're like, don't hang up, and all you hear left is a
Right.
I was like, you ain't shit for that because you drew everybody in. And as you drove everybody in, you got us. And it's like, okay, that was hot.
I really appreciate that. So imagine you discover that back then when you were writing, like I wrote that, that's 20 years old. Literally.
Wow.
20 years old. So imagine when you were writing back then and people were, like, mad at you for the shit that you were writing then because it was just so different from what everybody else was doing. And you were just by yourself. You were literally by yourself because people were, you know, people were more hip-hop themed and all this other stuff. That you just had a love for everything that you heard. Like I would literally take myself on goddamn adventures. I would read shit in the magazine, figure out where it was, and then take a trip to that, blind, not knowing nobody, and just showing up and be like, you're such a sister. I would do my research on each person that I met. So I've been in places like, you know, that were legendary, Brooklyn T, Sugar Shack, Bohemian Tavern, like just all kinds of crazy places all over. Like I would just travel just to be a part of these places that I wanted to see until I could build my own. So what's fascinating to me is that, like, how deeply I felt then that nobody understood, that's perfectly acceptable now. And it's just wild. It's just, it makes me wild out. So the person who inspired me to go dig my shit up, thank you. I appreciate you for making me go do that shit because I needed to. And I needed to understand, like I'm surrounded by some of the most brilliant people I've ever met. Like, some people just fucking amaze me, blow me off my feet. You know, some people, you know, you're on here. That's that. Let me send a message. Gwen C, bring your ass to Epiphany. All right. Where you can hear people like Gwen C blow the fucking doors off of shit. You know, because it's just their expression, because they have that love and that thing for poetry and how they write and how it embodies the essence of who they are, their character and their spirit. Much like, you know, you hear Trusa to say, oh, I hadn't written in a long time, but I come here and do this and start looking for those things. To be around Danielle. Danielle wrote a poem. Yes. I was like, I feel like somebody's doing something to me.
Right.
I got to listen. You know, it's hard to do poems behind Van Meadows. It's a very hard thing to do a poem behind Van Meadows. Because, you know, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy comes in there, green-eyed bandit and shit, smooth as a mug, you know, cooler than the other side of the pillow, and just make it hard for you to do the poems. It's hard to be a J. Rob that walks into a room that, you know, and people say, yo, he don't look like he's walking, he look like he's floating. And just the pure energy and knowledge and how he sits, how literally the graffiti of the world etch itself into your mind and display itself as a crazy kinetic burner in the back of your mind. And I'm surrounded by y'all all the time. So it's like, it's a beautiful thing to finally caught up with myself and to finally be around people who completely understand me and get what I do and I get what they do. And it's my soul tribe, and I'm happy.
Oh, man. J-Rob, I'm not going to do it. I know what he's trying to do. I'm not going to
do it.
Do
it.
I'm not going
to
give
you.
You
got to
do something.
You got
to
do
every
it.
Time I just
you got
to
do it.
Y'all be like, oh, you trying
nope.
to do something. I'm
nope.
not trying to do something. That's how I feel.
Nope.
God,
not. Every time somebody comes on the
it.
Show. Every time somebody comes on this show, I know what you do. You make them cry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Woo! Woo! I love everybody. I love everybody.
Man,
I love
cool
you.
Guy.
I love, oh, man. I love everybody.
Cool
guy. Cool
guy.
Cool guy. Hey.
Cool
hey. Who knows what movie
cool
that from?
Kumbaya.
I don't know.
Someone's crying, Lord, kumbaya.
Hilarious.
I hate you for telling shit. You're a shit.
Yeah,
this is the first thing. The worst thing about it is if anybody gets around us, what is why we cut the fuck up the way we do? They were like, I don't get it. That's really disease. Is this natural? Really like, y'all are really like this. I'm like, yes, we are very much really
we're,
like that.
Yes.
We really are. All the time.
Oh,
stop.
Man.
For no reason.
Nah, man,
and
man.
I'm the one that always be like, well, Van started it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
right. Right.
On,
that part.
The favorite. Yeah. What he said. Yeah. Yeah. What he said. Oh, I do this for real.
Yeah. Right. We do this. This is for real. This is us for real. This is us for real. This is us for real. But my brother, man, my brother, before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Zone, man, would you be so kind as to let everybody know what you got going on?
Ooh.
Epiphany Radio Network,
so
a.k.a. the Epiphany Universe.
I'm so glad that you asked that question. Yes, sir. Hold on. Let me do this like this.
Good people, one and all. This Tuesday, August 16th at 9 p.m., Epiphany Radio Universe presents Honey Dripper 2.0, an erotic poetry podcast featuring Sante Renee, the poetess, Ebony the goddess, and Cloud Nimbus. three fantastical poets immersed in the beauty and the regalness of poetry. Come to give you some sensual pieces, erotic pieces, to make you feel some kind of way. Here on the Pimp Your Radio Universe, up for real entertainment network, make sure you take your socks off.
Hey, yo, that is one of the most underrated Johnny Gill songs ever.
It is. It is.
Ever.
It is.
Yo.
That is
like, wait.
Bro. Bro.
Play that.
Oh, my
play
God.
Play that song.
Oh, my God.
Play.
Yo.
Play that song. And right after that song, play Kissing You by Keith Washington.
My man, yes sir,
it's
yes sir.
You know, if I got my hands on it, you know I had to strip it. You know, I had to strip, I had to strip it clean, because you know I got the right to this. So something's coming.
Bro,
it's coming.
That is, yo. When I tell you, man, listen. I'm that guy who loves music. I don't go for the popular songs on the CDs. I go for the ones that are never really played because they have more weight and more volume. Bruh, and that right there, Lady De Jour, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sitting here while you're doing your promo. I'm sitting here singing, bro. I'm sitting here singing. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Johnny Gill cuts.
I'm just trying to tell you. So the other thing. Got the vocals. Just throwing out. I'm thinking about doing that. Do a show with just the vocals. I know.
Yeah.
You got to wild out with it. You got to wild out with it.
You got to, yeah. Bro. I'm gonna tell you what instrumental blends sounds good with that. That Anita Baker track. With Lady De Jour, with those two blended together, oh my God! Yo, listen, and
don't
I just listened to that Anita Baker track the other day. It was is it? I love you just because I love you just because I do. Yo, strip that and mash those two together. Oh my God, bruh.
I got a better one for you, cousin. You know Michael Henderson just passed away on Tuesday of this week.
Yes.
So Michael Henderson sang that song, Starship.
Of course, you know, listen. Come on, you know that's one of my all time favorite joints ever.
Get that acapella. Behind Moments of Love.
Ooh, my God. My God.
Mm. Yeah, write that. Text that to me.
Say less, bro. I got you.
I'll mash that real quick. Monster Mash. We'll put that in the Monster Mash. We'll make that happen.
My man.
I'm starting to feel like C Double right now.
Y'all gonna make me pull out some stuff on Let's Talk About It on Saturday. Y'all gonna make me pull out some stuff.
You're gonna have to do it.
I double dare you.
You're gonna have to do it.
I don't think you got the courage to do it.
Bro, you you done bumped your head.
I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, you got to do it.
You got to do it. All right, my brother. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. But we might have to sacrifice a show, y'all. We might have to sacrifice a show one day of the week. Where we just do old school, new school music, and call it the tracks that you never even listened to on a CD. We might have to do that, y'all. I'm letting y'all know. We're gonna have to do that. Cause there's some songs out there, man. That if you only bought the album just to hear the favorite songs and you didn't listen to the rest of, there's some stuff out there that y'all missed.
So
we're gonna have to do that, y'all. We're gonna be looking for the epiphany call tomorrow, y'all, so we can we can talk about which show. Gemstones. I like that, Jay. I like that. Gemstones. I like that. I like that.
Gemstones? Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. And just have everybody call in and just listen to the tracks and just, you know, then we'll open up the mics and just, you know, but hey, how did you feel about that? Something like that. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that. I don't know which show we're going to do it on yet. What day of the week? Y'all hit us in our inboxes and let us know what day of the week you think that would be appropriate. Which show, which day of the week. And we'll make it happen.
And dig this. I take a picture of Thanos with the Infinity Stone and superimpose our pictures in that. So that it's the gemstone.
Yes. 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 Do it. Do it. What my man say? What my man say? Y'all got to remember the first Karate Kid. Do it, Johnny. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it, Johnny. Ooh, do it, Johnny.
Run,
do it, Johnny.
You can win.
I'm just saying, you got to do it.
We got to do it. We got to do it. So, y'all, so everyone that's still here, still listening, stay tuned. That is going to happen. We are going to figure out which show we want to do that on, which day of the week would be appropriate, because we want to make sure that everybody get a part of that. Now, see, inspiration happens just like that. That's what I'm talking about. Inspiration, when you hear poetry, it inspires other things. It inspires and spark. And look at Mojave. Mojave did his piece and everything. This man doing a whole promo. And a song in the background inspired this. This is what I'm talking about. Man, I love you, Hi. I love you, bro.
Wait.
Yeah.
See, I got it. I get that, but if you take Never Can Say Goodbye,
go
with
on
the instrumental from Ben.
You went there with it.
Text it to me, sir. Just text it to me, sir. Because you know I can do this all day. I will do it. You know,
go ahead, Captain
you
America.
Know, I'm dealing with the stuff.
All right, bro. All right, Iron Man.
You're getting to be all that matters. And let me tell you, girl, I'm hoping right each day I live. A little more love I have to give. A little more love I see for it through. Cause I just think about you. Oh, baby.
Think about you.
How do you get to that part? You know, that's my bad. I'm going to the dance floor. I'm going over here and do the Hustle Buck. For real entertainment network.
I'm mad.
And I'm out.
Ladies and gentlemen, one love, one mic. That is Mr. Tuesday
one love,
Night Iron Man himself.
Love my brother. Love
Javi. Bro. J-Rob, that's going to be a dope show when we do that, bro. That's going to be a fire show.
Not?
Oh,
we present
man.
The gemstones? Yes, sir.
Oh, man. And we're just going to have music that night, y'all. We're just going to have music. We're going to open your mics, ask you questions about where you were when you heard that song and how did it make you feel. And J-Rob, we're going to get together before we do that show. We're going to come up with the track listing for that show. We're not going to just pick random music. We're going to come up with the track listing for the show. That's something that we've never done before. We never said, you know what, let's use this song, this song, this song, this song, this song, this song. We're going to come up with a track list. That will be the Get Down Gemstones up list for that evening.
Say less.
Bro.
I got
bro.
You. I got
oh,
you.
Man. Man. Whew. Man, what a show. What a show, what a show. Mojave was our last poet of the evening. Man, this was an amazing show. I'm so inspired right now. Y'all don't know how much y'all have awakened my pen right now. Like, I got all these poems, as I said in my piece, I got all these poems in my head, and my palms are already starting to get sweaty because I know when I pick up the pen, it's going to be on and popping. So before we get into the last words, let's talk about the Epiphany lineup up until next Thursday. So join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. Hurricane, and Trisha Stansberry. And then that show will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow instead of the normal 9 o'clock. And then Saturday night, join me for Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And the theme for the show is I will be in the hot seat with a twist. The hot seat with a twist. So here's what you do. If you come on to Let's Talk About It and you ask me a question, be prepared for you to answer that same question. Yeah, so it's hot. It's the hot seat with a twist. Join us Sunday night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Dynamite show on a Monday night. Tuesday, y'all, you just heard Mojave. It's going to be Honey Drippers. Man, I can't wait. 2.0. And then Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Then Thursday night, y'all, we'll be right back here for another fine edition of The Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Wise Son, we're going to start with last words,
sir.
As always, brother, yielding to you first for last words of the evening.
Listen, this was absolutely awesome. Awesome and awesome. Folks came through, and I appreciate you after being out for a week. Excuse me, I still got the sniffles, but that's not going to keep me from spitting some poetry. This was an absolutely awesome evening, and I'm looking forward to more of these because I told you, y'all feed me when I do this poetry. So what we need to do is get it together and come back for some more. Put your creativity hats on. Come back to the Get Down and some of these other shows that we got going on. Display your talents. And do this poetry thing proud and show people what it is that you got going on. I can't wait to hear the more creativity that people are going to bring going forward. And Van Meadows, thank you for checking up on me. I salute to you, King, because, bruh, you can't choose your family, but God knows better than you do. So he says you two guys are going to be family. He knew exactly what he was doing, and I salute to you, bro. Salute.
And I salute you too, brother. Listen, man, when our paths were aligned together, I knew instantly that there was something about you that was going to make you my brother. And forget all the things that we have in common. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you we have a lot in common, we have a lot in common. But the sincere genuineness of this brother's nature is what drew me to him, what made me want to connect, made me want to know him, made me want to be a part of his life. And he's right. You don't get to choose your family. God chooses it for you. And he's my blood brother, even though we're not blood. We're spiritually blood, but he is my brother like no other. I talk to this brother more than I talk to my own brothers, and I got six of them. Let that sink in. So when I tell you, brother, I love you, I sincerely mean that from the bottom of my heart, man. And if you're not okay, I'm not okay. So I prayed every day until you got better so that we can be right here in this moment doing what we love to do, and that is reciting, listening to this thing called poetry. And, man,
indeed,
I have been so inspired tonight. And I thank you, my brother, for riding this wave out with me tonight. To the poets, the callers, the listeners, man, let me tell you something. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And I am excited about the journey that we are on and where we are going together. Because after the poetry that I heard here tonight, oh my God, you guys have been hiding some of your best self. And I am here for it. I am here to help you bring that out. And I love the fact that you inspire me. I love you guys. And we'll be right back here doing it again next week. And this show, this upcoming show, man, listen.
Get a seatbelt.
Y'all better get ready. Y'all better get ready. Because one thing I love is music. And just hearing that song tonight, Lady Du Jour, that came off of Johnny Gill's first album. The one, well, not his first album, but his first mainstream album where it went popular once he joined No Edition and had My, My, My on it. You know, My, 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 Rub You the Right Way, Fair Weather Friend. Lady Du Jour is also a part of that album. But he's got a couple other albums after that. He's got a couple of albums after that. He got this one song called Let's Make Love in an Elevator. Man, listen. That, man, y'all don't know what y'all in for. Y'all don't know what y'all is in for. Because we fitting to go somewhere. And we're going to have a 3-hour show around this music. And we're going to have a good time. We truly will be getting down on that show tonight. No genre is off limits. So I implore you. Now, if you'd like to give us a song, if you'd like to help with some of these song selections, hit us in our inbox with the album. Don't tell us the song. Tell us the album. Tell us the album. Let us listen to the album. Let us find the song. Ooh, that's going to be good. Epiphany Family Hosts. You know, we got a group chat. We always have a morning group chat. We will discuss that there because I know y'all want your input. Zarina, I see you. I know you want your input. Listen, there's nothing like good music to connect people together. Everybody always goes to the cookouts to talk about the cookouts, talk about the barbecue, the drinks, you know. Don't forget the DJ, though. Because he always spinning on barbecue tracks to make sure that you're getting your groove on. And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to figure out this show. We got some other stuff in store because guess what? We can't get ready to come up into September. We got 2 more shows that we want to get out for this week. I've only gotten one request for the dedication show because we got to write poems, y'all. So y'all need to get y'all requests into it so we know what we're up against. The other show that we got planned is the No Holds Barred show. That show going to be grimy. We going to go ham on that one. But the other thing I want y'all to be just bear in mind is, you know what's coming up. December is coming. And what happened last December? Y'all remember what happened last December? It was the Poetry Awards show that will be coming back. So y'all get ready. In my Bishop T.D. Jakes voice. But I'm going to go ahead and let y'all go because I got to work in the morning. But we want to let you know that we do not take your time for granted. We love the fact that you hang out with us. We love the fact that you share your gift with us, that you share yourself with us. And your poetry is a part of you. And we want to hear it. So make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, Renaissance Poetry. They want you to spit your best to you. Not to us. Not to them. But to you. So I can't wait to see y'all there. Remember to take your socks off, baby, baby. One love, one mic. Peace.
Peace, y'all.